Okay, just one moment. Please.
Darlings, how are you?
Okay,
hello?
Mr. Tyler, it'll be just one moment, please, for the first
time. Sure, take your time. I'm just having lunch.
Okay.
And what is that? Why would you do that? What if I want to get cheeky or something? Hold on, speaker? No, no one can. How many people are on this call? 100. They just can't respond. They're listening. Shall I give a limerick? There once was a man from Kent who had one so long that it... No, I won't go there.
Okay,
I absolutely will not go there, but you know,
yes,
it's funny how everyone's smiling.
And before we go any further with that...
No, we're not going any further.
We'll go ahead and take the first question from Red Sweeten with a deadbolt.com.
Deadbolt.com. I love that.
Hey, Stephen, how you doing? Thanks for taking the call.
All right, what's the catch, Deadbolt?
Walking down the latest, brother. Can you talk about some of the concerns that you had stepping into such a popular show and what it was like to find your own identity as a judge?
None whatsoever. I've got such an identity with this band, and you know, for all the videos that I've done, I figured it'd be a shoe-in, you know? And it's just, you know, the part that's a little difficult is judging young kids that I think they all have a voice, but actually being honest and open. So it took me a couple of minutes, you know, to get into the role of that. But, you know, I've grown accustomed to it, and it's fun, and I get to sit next to J-Lo and Randy taking the you-know-what out of everybody. And, you know, it's been good. I don't judge anybody with I don't take whatever happened to me this morning or that last night or, you know, with the band or with exes. I don't take that into judging kids like some other people might have. I kind of take what, you know, what I've grown up with, which is being a, you know, a very harsh judge of myself, my own vocals, my own band, and kind of laid that across the talent that comes across my view. Not sure if that answers your question, but.
Yes, thank you. And we'll move on to Anthony Jones with Celebrity News Service.
Hey Anthony.
Hey, Stephen, how are you doing today?
I'm so good, man.
All right, awesome. Well, thanks for talking. I'm a huge Aerosmith fan, so I'm a little bit more interested in what you're going to be doing when you're not at the judges' table. So are you going to be planning on working on, you know, the new album while you're out there in L.A.? It's going to be the first one since Just Push Play, which is 10 years now.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, well, you know, we did Honkin' on Bobo. We've done a bunch of things, you know, since. And we've certainly been writing. I know Joe's got some licks, and I got a bunch of songs that I've written for solo and or Aerosmith. And next Saturday we start with the guys are coming out to L.A., where I will be flying out of New York tomorrow and be back in L.A. to watch the premiere Wednesday night. I get Thursday off, and Friday I'm writing with Marty Fredrickson, and Saturday we're into a writing program with a band. So we're already booked for a tour in November, December. That's to be South America and Japan. So, I mean, what you hear in the press about, you know, Aerosmith getting in the way of American Idol, it just isn't so.
Thank you. And next we'll go to Hal Bodecker with the Orlando Sentinel.
Hey, it's a real pleasure to talk to you. What do you think you do for American Idol, and what does being a part of the show do for you?
I'm sorry, say that one more time. Could you ask that question one more time?
One moment.
All right, thanks.
Hal, could you press star one again? Here we go.
Is that you, Hal?
Hey, can you hear me?
You, Hal.
Hello?
Hi, is this Hal?
Yes, sir.
Oh, all right. How are you doing, Hal?
I'm doing fine. Tell me, what do you think you do for American Idol, and what does being part of the show do for you?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm just a judge. And before we say anything, I'd like to say thank you, you know, for the Kennedy Center, you know, what you said about that. But, you know, I think, you know, I'm not going in there to, you know, to be a harsh judge or an overly bearing judge or a, I'm just bringing my Italian, you know, I know how to work a room, Aunt Phyllis, honesty, 40 years that front guy in Aerosmith, who's judged the hell out of himself and kind of made a good career out of it, and with hopes to find some kids in America here for American Idol to take the stage. No more, no less. I think it's funny. I think there's love up there. You'll never see the end of these. Certainly there's camaraderie that you haven't seen in 10 years. And that, about that, I'm really happy that I get along with Randy so well. J-Lo is a fox. She's also street. She's also got a good big heart. We've seen a lot of people this year. And we've got our top 40. So we're ready to go.
And next we have Rodney Hull with the Atlanta Journal-Constitution.
Well, thank you for taking this call, Stephen.
Hey, hi, Rodney.
Well, have you said anything so far to any of the contestants during the auditions that you regretted immediately afterwards?
Yeah, I made some harsh comments first week, and they snapped back and said, what do you mean? I only did two of those. There were only two of those because I didn't want that to happen again. I couldn't say that you were no good without substantiating why. And a couple times that I said, you just don't have it, they did ask me why. And I couldn't tell them why. I just heard, it's like I'm looking for that certain something. Well, I heard that certain something in a negative way. I didn't see the star. I didn't see this. And I didn't have the chutzpah to tell them that. I hadn't been ever really watched the show, and I wasn't really versed in that type of judging. I got three daughters, so it was hard for me. Those two times after that, I was ready to go, and I jumped back in both feet.
Do we have a question from Rachel Maresca with Life and Style Weekly?
Hey, Rachel.
Hi, Stephen. How are you?
I'm good. Where are you?
Where am I? I'm actually in New Jersey right now.
I can see your house from here.
So just a question for you. You recently opened up about your past. Do you have any big regrets?
About my what?
You recently opened up about your past. Do you have any big regrets? You have 1 year sober. Do you have a new outlook on life?
Yeah, you know what? I've got no regrets. Everything that came my way has cut me into what I am today. And what I am today is I'm grateful, recovering drug addict, alcoholic. I'm not without my faults and my marks and my scars. I'm proud of them. I show people them. I have for 40 years. That's why they love my music, because I'm honest and I got no regrets. Things have been good. I thought you meant you listened to Howard Stern this morning, because after that, life will never be the same for me. Nor will it be tomorrow night after this show. So, look, I'm always ready to take it up a notch. I'm not sure if it used to be my frivolity. But now it's I'm addicted to adrenaline. I still like a good challenge. And Idol was with the best people. It's with the best network. I get to meet all these Fox people. Someday I'll have my own show called Different Type of Survivor. I don't know what. They'll put me in a they'll put me in a barrel and throw me into the ocean. It'll be called Message in a Bottle. They'll put me in a giant bottle and see what shore I land. Then I'll marry the person and we'll see what kind of kids look like. I don't know, but I'm ready for anything. I'm ready for anything, and nothing has been more convincing that I'm ready for anything than this last year with Aerosmith. Yes, we're getting ready to launch a tour in November, December. It's already booked. The songwriting starts next week. So everything you hear is just hearsay and a lot of muck that's been thrown around, and there's no validity to it. I'm here to tell you that.
Thank you. And next we'll go to Jed Gottlieb with the Boston Herald.
What's your name, Judge?
Jed.
Oh, Jed.
Hey, Stephen.
Welcome to Jed. Who are you with, Jed?
Boston Herald.
Ah.
I'm curious about bringing things a little slightly local and thinking of like Saban and Magnus, sort of a rock-type performer, and seeing if you're going to bring a little more of a rock element, less of a pop element to the show, something that has a little more edge, a little more personality than sort of just a crooner.
It's interesting. That would be my judgment call on what rock is. And I haven't heard a lot of it, but what I have heard has come out through the wormhole. Remember, that's got to go through two other judges. And for every week that I brought along someone that I thought was great, the next week after they were given the wrong song in the wrong key, and we had to drop them. And that's the beauty of the show, which I didn't know before. And it's also the heartbreak. There's one kid there that's got a rock element about him. He's totally off the wall. And I don't know which rock star ever wasn't. But I got hopes that that he makes it through. His voice is ridiculous. It's so crazy and great. And I hope he can stretch out and use the voice that I heard. You know, will I bring a rock element? Yeah. My personality, you know, but I'm also, you know, I've got a good ear for all music, and that's why I thought I would take this. It's not just a one phase type judging. I'm good for all different musics and listening to voicing and the spirit of and the imperfections of someone's voice, because, you know, not all great singers make rock stars. It's some of the voices that aren't the best that make the best rock stars, I mean to say. So it's been fun. I don't take this too seriously, and I take it seriously. So it's been a real hoot for me.
Thank you. And we'll go next to Gary Kennedy with the LA Times.
Hi, Steve. Thanks so much for taking this call. How are you?
Yeah, I'm great, man. Yourself?
Good. Doing all right. I'm just curious, do you feel adding someone of your stature gives the show an extra layer of credibility it might not have had before?
I like to think so. You know, it's interesting. I was just saying that I'm not bringing, you know, some grumpiness or something in my life that's not been good. I'm not bringing that to the table and letting that cloak my judging, you know, of these kids. I'm taking what they give me, cutting it up in three different pieces. One is can they sing? Are they in pitch? Two, do they have character? And three, do they have a star quality about them? Kind of folding that all into one. And, you know, that would be my expertise. And J-Lo's got her own singing style. But don't forget, I'm a drummer. I've got the pitch from my father, Juilliard, my own. I got the drumming sensibility, and I've got the tonality and harmonic stuff. And I just, you know, I think I'm going to take it up a notch.
We have Jonathan Takis with Philadelphia Daily News.
Hi, Stephen. Good to talk to you. Do you think as a road dog that you can be as sympathetic to some guy who's been working in the gas station as you can to some guy who's been out playing every night for the last 3 or 10 years at Joe's Roadside Tavern?
That's a great question. I've been sympathetic to that because it did color my opinions in the past about someone who didn't go through the clubs and didn't walk the gauntlet in order to get their star. I'm listening to these kids regardless. I listen for that certain something that someone might have. I mean, look, I remember what I had before I was allowed in the doors of this club. It's an incredible thing to be able to come out with you know, the stars that causes me to have character. But, you know, if they're good to begin with, I'm hoping to see that. It's certainly not coloring my thing. I've got my own melodic sensibility that's judging theirs, and you know, regardless of whether, you know, where have you sung in church, you know, and sometimes most people that have put their time in church have a great sense, you know, of blues or time or melody more than the other ones. But I hold an ear to everyone really close.
Thank you. And next we have Jill Sargent with Reuters.
Reuters.
Yeah, Reuters. Hi, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, darling. And where are you from?
I am actually calling from Los Angeles, but I'm English.
Hello, darling.
Yes. Anyhow, I wondered, Stephen, how long have you signed up to this gig for? I mean, is it something you see, do you have more than a one-year contract, or is it something you're just going to do for a year or so and then move on to something else?
I have more than a one-year contract, but as you know, things are what they are. But I have more than a one-year contract. I'll give you that one. Can I elaborate? No, I can't.
I'm sorry. We're closing their line after one question.
Yeah, so. Okay.
Okay, well, we have Jason Lipschitz with Billboard Magazine.
Hey, Steve, how's it going?
Lipschitz, is it you again?
My question is, when you were deciding whether or not to be a part of American Idol last summer, did it matter who else was in, or how did Jennifer Lopez did her involvement influence your decision?
It did at first. At first, I was told she wasn't; she was out, and I was a little bummed. But I've met Randy first before, and Randy was the shit. I loved Randy. I thought he and I got on within the first 5 minutes. It was like we were separated at birth, and we had so many similarities, and the music curriculum and program, whatever he's been through, I'd been through. And he mentioned names, and we knew everybody, and it was like, how we hadn't met before was beyond me, but no. And then when I, on the way from England to America, I saw J-Lo's movie, Halftime, Part-Time. What? Backup Plan, that's it. And I fell in love with her. I'm watching going, oh, my God, it's Jennifer Lopez. And I went, all right, I'll watch the movie. And I watched her, and I fell in love with her because, the way she played that to a guy that was just falling in love with her, the way she played her part, I could so relate to. And I thought, anybody that can be this open and honest, even acting, say I fell for it. All I can tell you is when I met her, she was exactly all that. And I was grateful that she got the part.
Thank you. We'll go next to Michael Lopez with MTV Trace.
Hey, Stephen. Quick question. Just curious if you've been a fan of Idol from years past, and if you had a particular favorite Idol that had been selected from the past few seasons.
Carrie Underwood, a great good friend of mine, wrote her hit, so I've been following her. And, of course, no, not Daughtry, the other guy, the girl, or, Kelly, who I've done photo shoots with and I'm enamored by the songage that she's put out, hugely so. Them. Them too.
The next is Alana Diamond with TV.com.
Alana Diamonds?
Yes. Hi, Stephen. It's great to talk to you.
Great. Do you have Alana?
What's that?
Do you have Alana Diamonds?
I don't. It's just my name.
I love it. I love it. Alana Diamonds. What's going on, girl?
Well, I would love to know, what kind of reaction do you expect from longtime Aerosmith fans as you venture into this new part of your career as a judge?
Well, I've studied this so far. It's been 15 weeks already. I've been in it. And, all the TV's getting is just that other side of me. It's like, it would be like if there were reality cameras in the house when my kids were growing up. That's the side of me they're seeing. And if Aerosmith fans don't like that, then all they saw was the ominous, dark, or open, however you choose to see me on stage with whatever lighting when Aerosmith comes to town. It's kind of bigger than both of us kind of type of thing, that Aerosmith thing. But here I get to be more vulnerable, more honest, more open, more in the moment, and less colored by the songs I wrote, listening to the songs that they sing.
We have Lindsay Parker with Yahoo.
We have time for one more question.
All right, that will come from Lindsay Parker with Yahoo.
Oh, wow, I get to go last. I'm excited. Hi, Stephen.
Hi, Lindsay.
I'm excited to talk to you.
Are you a Yahoo?
I am. Yeah, I'm not going to yodel for you, though. You can if you want. I won't expect that.
Right.
So one of the, I think, most overdone songs on American Idol is I Don't Want to Miss a Thing, which is a song that I don't think anyone can sing as well as you can. And Aerosmith songs get covered actually a lot on the show, sometimes with good results, a lot of times with bad. I'm just wondering, are you going to call a moratorium on Aerosmith songs on the show? And if not, how would you be able to judge a song that you had sung yourself so well?
How would I have judged myself singing Don't Want to Miss a Thing?
No, someone else singing a song that is basically your song.
Well, they have to sing it good, and a moratorium you're calling out. How do you know? They must have sung, in the 7 weeks, they probably got, 15, 16 Don't Want to Miss a Things, and a bunch of, Richie Super song by Pink, Shadows Have Fallen. Anyway, they sang that song as well. it was hard for me because it always seemed to me when they said they were going to sing it, I knew that someone at home went, if you sing that song, Tyler will be, you know, enamored. And when I didn't like it, I felt a little ill at ease to tell him, you know what, you really didn't sing it good. But after the third or fourth, like I said, I got into it. I think, you know, if anyone's got anything bad to say about me this season, it will get better the next season. And I take that back. It will be easier for me to judge live on TV because I've been through this minefield of teenage, what's it called, when the entitlement, you know, with all the songs they brought. But specifically for the Aerosmith songs, wow. You know, I wish they'd have sung like something else, but Don't Want to Miss a Thing is definitely a hard one, especially when they have no accompaniment. They would stand in front of me all by themselves and sing it. But, you know, if any of them sing it now, remember, we're down to 20 great people. So if they did, it would be nothing but good. So there you have it, y'all. Thank you so much for listening.